For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Cats Recap Show, presented by Verizon, the network America relies on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Coming up, the three stars of the game, a look back at tonight's game, and a preview of the Cats' next game.
Cats Recap Show begins now. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, and Billy Lindsay with you. Panthers and Golden Knights were tied at two going into the third, but Vegas scores three in the third to pick up a 5-2 win in Game 1. Of the Stanley Cup Final, Game 2 on Monday night from T-Mobile Arena, as we now head out to Sin City with the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Thanks, Kevin. And tonight, it was the first time in the playoffs. Panthers got the first goal in a game, but came up short in the final outcome. Vegas takes this one 5-2. Riley Smith notched that empty netter late in the contest to make it 5-2, but it was 2-2 going into the third. The Panthers, they had their chances in this one, but Vegas ultimately was able to break the 2-2 tie, and they pulled away in this one. But you got to look at it in terms of perspective. I know things got a little wacky there at times there at the end, Billy, but the series is a process. We saw that play in the Panthers' favor during the Boston series as well. Got into the heads of the Bruins. Now, I don't know, this Vegas team could be a little bit of a differently constructed animal, but at the same time, a series is a process. You don't win the series in one game, and the Panthers had things they could build on here tonight. So, again, not the outcome the Panthers were looking for, but they still have opportunities here, and they're going to have an immediate bounce back opportunity Monday night at 8 Eastern right here in this building.
They're going to have to, and because of the 9 days off, Paul Maurice ran a pretty short bench tonight. When you look at some of the action and some of the ice time that the guys had to log on, you got Barkov up around that 22 minute bark. Guys, it was one of those, you look at the other side, and that's the one area of concern is the Vegas. It's consistent in the trust in the four lines, that in depth, and as the series goes on, Vegas is a big, strong team that's going to lean on you. And Eric Staal with the goal, we saw Lomberg with the energy, but you're going to have to be able to get some quality minutes from your fourth line. To eat up some time, 7-8 minutes as we goes on. I think Paul Maurice will make some adjustments with that. The Panthers, Vegas struggled on the penalty kill, and the Panthers had the chances on the power play to get back into this game, and it never materialized. The Vegas penalty kill was stout.
Yes.
Not many chances. And shot blocking, finding shooting lanes. They led the league in that category during the regular season, and you could see it here. In this game, their ability to block shots, to get into those shooting lanes, it's hard. And sometimes maybe just shoot it wide intentionally. The best line tonight for me was the Barkov line to DeClaire. They became noticeable after DeClaire scored. Barkov had some chances off the post. And Verhaeghe, Tkachuk, Bennett, Cousins, their best was kind of at the start in that opening period. As the game went on, they didn't see as much from that group, and that's where maybe some of that frustration boiled over from Tkachuk and Bennett and those guys. It's those you saw it on the other side, and tonight it comes down, and the Panthers are usually the team that gets the goal scoring from the defensemen. They had 9 goals, Montour with 6 of them. Vegas only had 3 goals from their defensemen throughout the season playoffs. They get 2 in this game, 1 by Theodore, 1 by Whitecloud. I still thought the Panthers did a better job activating their D, getting up in the rush and being that extra layer on the attack. And getting, you watch Aiden Hill and the saves that he made. Aiden Hill, you mentioned, was the story for Vegas. He made the saves. But the Panthers, their strength is getting to rebound opportunities. And you can see how hard It is.
Yeah, that real estate's just not there.
To get to that front of the net against Vegas and to get rebounds and get those opportunities. And that's where they're going to have to get to. They're going to have to get to that blue paint. They tried a number of times, and Vegas was Panthers had players diving all around that net and trying to get there. Vegas was able to block out a lot with their size and their defensemen. And to me, the Panthers, you look at it, you won 11 to 12 games.
Yeah, big picture. Look at the big picture here.
So you have a dip and you have a loss, and it's the first time you've had some adversity in some time. If you want to win the Stanley Cup, you're gonna have some adversity.
And Monday is, it's more. That'll be more pressure Monday than maybe the Panthers have had it at a lot of points in these playoffs because they haven't really trailed in series since the Boston series.
So to me, what the power play has to be better. I'd look for better from the power play. And just you're gonna have to get more. Tkachuk has been such a factor throughout these playoffs. If you go back and just look at what Tkachuk did, just only a couple of shots on net for Tkachuk and Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett had three from the outside, but the scoring chances, those are the guys that you're going to have to lean on and rely on to provide that energy, that goal scoring for you. And tonight, it's Stone was really good. Eichel, he was noticeable in this game. You give the edge to the star players on the other side in this one, and that's just one. You look at it throughout the course of the series, and this is what you have to rebound. You have to find a way next game to get it, and you win next game, and everything changes again. It changes the whole mindset. But, yes, now you start to feel some pressure that you haven't felt in some time.
Three stars in this one, all from Vegas, selected here in Vegas. Number three star in this game, Aiden Hill, turned away 33 of 35. He had an acrobatic save back in the first period. Still not sure how he made that save on Nick Cousins, but he did. The number two star in this one, Mark Stone from Vegas. Their captain had a big goal in this game. The fourth one for Vegas was plus one as well. The number one star in this one, Zach Whiteclaw. Picked up what was the eventual game-winning goal, played 18:05, was plus one in the game. Those are your three stars of the game tonight. Folks, we'll step aside. We'll come back. Kevin walks you through what took place this evening as the Panthers fall in game one of the Stanley Cup Final. Panthers playoffs presented by City Furniture. Panthers drop game one, but they'll have a chance to respond in game two coming up Monday at 8 Eastern. Kevin Rogers takes over. Full game summary on the other side of the break. The Golden Knights 5, the Panthers 2 in Game 1 on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Catch Recap Show continues. Kevin Rogers with you. Panthers drop Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final 5-2 to the Vegas Golden Knights as we look back at what unfolded tonight at T-Mobile Arena. First Stanley Cup Final appearance for the Panthers since 1996. Vegas, their second Stanley Cup Final appearance as they lost to Washington in their expansion year back in 2018. Sergei Bobrovsky and Aiden Hill starting in net tonight. And the Panthers entered this evening undefeated in the postseason when scoring the first goal. And the Panthers shorthanded a little more than halfway through the first period. And Eric Staal, he would beat Aiden Hill to give the Panthers the early lead.
Riley Smith, his pass picked off. There wasn't much behind that one. And Anton Lundell scoots along down to our right. Looks to the far circle, trying to wrap it around. They score! It's Eric Staal! A shorthanded goal! And the Panthers strike first with 10:20 to go here in the first period.
And that goal by Eric Staal, his second of the postseason. Anton Lundell with the assist. Shorthanded goal, 9:40 into the first period, giving the Panthers a 1-0 lead. It would stay 1-0 through most of the first, but Vegas would get on the power play again late in the period. And one-time Panther Jonathan Marchessault would tie things up for the Golden Knights.
Theodore crossing in, far side, over on the board. Stevenson to the corner. Out in front of chance, and they score, and it's Marchessault on the power play, tying the game at one for Vegas.
Marchessault, so red hot coming into this series, had 9 goals in his last 10 games, now 10 and 11. Takes a quick pass out front. Not much Bobrovsky could do on that play.
17-18 into the first period. 10th goal of the postseason for Jonathan Marchessault. Power play goal, Chandler Stephenson and Shea Theodore with the assist. And they'll tie things up at one apiece after one. So we go to the second period, and one of the big plays that changed the game, you could say, Nick Cousins had an excellent opportunity to score in the first 2 minutes of the second period, but he was stoned by Aiden Hill out in front. A great stick save by Hill, and that kept it a 1-1 game, and it would stay 1-1 until less than 11 minutes into the period, where Shea Theodore, he would score, beat Bobrovsky, and make it 2-1 Vegas.
Theodore backs across, and he'll have it here on the near side. Got by some pressure, by some time and space. High slot shot, he scores. Shea Theodore in Vegas leads for the first time in this game with 9:06 to go in period number two. It's 2-1 Golden Knights. Shea Theodore was able to dodge some pressure there and buy himself a lane, and he was able to score to give Vegas the lead.
First even strength goal of the night for either team. Shea Theodore's first goal of the postseason, 10:54 into the second period. Braden McNabb and Brett Howden with the assist in Vegas up for the first time, 2-1. It looked like the Golden Knights were going to go into the dressing room up by a goal heading to the third period, but a late faceoff in the final seconds of the second period, and Anthony Duclair would fire away to tie things up at two apiece.
Faceoff, far circle down to our left inside the Vegas zone. 12 seconds in the period. Barkov wins the draw. Shot, and they score! Anthony Duclair from the top of the right circle up a clean faceoff win. And this game is tied with 10.2 seconds to go here in the second.
Faceoffs are critical, and Barkov, the best faceoff man. A left-handed shot is Duclair, and he's coming off the right wing. And this is a setup play, and he's able to win that draw.
And that goal, the 1949 mark of the second period, fourth of the postseason for Anthony Duclair. It's unassisted, and that would tie things up at two apiece heading to the third. But it was all Vegas in the third period. As less than 7 minutes in, Zach Whitecloud with the go-ahead game-winning goal to give Vegas the lead for good.
Barbashev has had the save, made by Bobrovsky. Got across from left to right to the high slot. Now Whitecloud, a shot, he scores!
Whitecloud was able to pull it into the middle of the ice, and Jack Eichel makes a defensive play on one end, and he's able to have enough gas. He feeds it in front to Barbashev.
And 6:59 into the third period, Zach Whitecloud, his second goal of the postseason. Ivan Barbashev and Jack Eichel with the assist. Vegas up 3-2. A little more than 6.5 minutes later, it was Mark Stone's turn. He would beat Sergei Bobrovsky to give Vegas the 2-goal advantage.
Whitecloud, long shot blocker, save Bobrovsky, Tkachuk, and it's taken away in front of shot, and they score. Stone intercepted the clearing attempt, came in one-on-one, went top shelf, and it's 4-2 Vegas.
Scoring his seventh of the postseason for Vegas, it's unassisted, 13:41 into the third period, and the Golden Knights up 4-2. The Panthers had an opportunity to get it within 4-3. Sam Reinhart went in on a breakaway, but he was stopped by Aiden Hill. And then on the other side, the Panthers pulled Bobrovsky for the extra attacker. And we saw earlier former Panther Jonathan Marchessault score. This time was former Panther Riley Smith in the empty net to make it 5-2 Vegas.
Verhaeghe along the wing, caught up to. Eichel took it away. Out of the zone, Riley Smith on the empty net. Long shot, he scores. 5-2 Vegas, 1:45 to play in the third.
Had the chance, poaching in the weeds shorthanded.
18:15 into the third period. Riley Smith is third of the postseason. Empty net goal. Eichel is second assist of the night. And it gives the Golden Knights the 5-2 lead. Ultimately, the 5-2 win. Sergei Bobrovsky, 29 saves on 33 shots inside the Panthers net. Aiden Hill played very well for Vegas. 33 saves on 35 shots. Panthers 8-game road winning streak now finished. And the Panthers... Last time they lost a road game was game one at Boston back in the first round, so it's been a while. The Panthers have had a disappointment on the road. Meanwhile, the Golden Knights, they pick up the victory here to go up 1-0. Game two, Monday night from T-Mobile Arena at 8 o'clock, and then game three in Sunrise next Thursday. Game four next Saturday, again at FLA Live Arena, as the Panthers looking for the split coming up on Monday night. Up next, we'll have our look at the JetBlue Out-of-Town scoreboard. Doug and Billy will wrap things up, and the Panthers will try to reset the cards for Monday's game against the Golden Knights as Vegas wins it tonight 5-2 to take a 1-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Final as we continue the Cats Recap Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Cats Recap Show continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, and Billy Lindsay with you. Golden Knights over the Panthers 5-2 tonight in Vegas. Stanley Cup Final Game 1 goes to the Golden Knights, who lead it 1-0. Game 2 coming up Monday night, again in Vegas. Let's take a quick look at the JetBlue Out-of-Town scoreboard. JetBlue, the official airline of the Florida Panthers. The Miami Heat will play Game 2 tomorrow night of the NBA Finals in Denver against the Nuggets, with Denver up 1-0. The Marlins win again today as they blow out the A's at home 12-1. Let's head out to T-Mobile Arena as we continue the Cats Recap Show now with Doug and Billy.
Thanks, Kevin. And, well, the Panthers, we talked about, they don't get the result they were looking for here this evening, falling 5-2 in Game 1 to Vegas. But Kevin put things into perspective there. He mentioned, we've reiterated here, Billy, look at the big picture. It's a process to win a series, and look at what the Panthers have done in getting here. The last time they lost a road game in these playoffs was Game 1 of the Boston series. It's been quite some time since the Panthers. That was back in mid-April. It's now early June, and that was the last time the Panthers lost a road game in these playoffs. So, well, for the Panthers, they're going to need to win a game here in this building, no doubt, if they're going to want to win the ultimate prize. But they do have an opportunity to bounce back.
You do. On Monday. It's got to be better, though, all the way through. You look down, even the goaltending, Bobrovsky was fine, but Aiden Hill was better at the other end. Bobrovsky got beat rarely, but we saw in a couple of clean shots, most notably the Theodore shot coming down the middle of the ice. Looked like they really made an effort to go high to the glove side. Bobrovsky made a couple of really good glove sides.
There were a lot of top-shelf attempts,
but
yep.
You see Theodore went high to the glove side. Mark Stone on his goal high to the glove side.
And Bobrovsky made some really nice glove saves, but it shows you just the quantity of shots to the glove side.
They knew coming in how hard he is to beat down low. Both these goaltenders, you could see how good they are down low, outstretched with those pads, almost unbeatable. So you do have to be able to elevate that puck to score. And got to give – there were some warriors in this game. Gudas was playing, looked like, on one leg at some points, and he was still able to get up in the ice and play. It's tough at this time of year. You got to battle through everything. And
yeah, he left for a big chunk of the first period.
The biggest – you notice that the Vegas is heavy. They're just heavy all around. It's a heavy style, forechecking, and the Panthers played the same team, same sort of style in Carolina. A little bit of difference here with the Vegas team compared to the Carolina team is there's more finish. If you look at some of their ability to put the puck in the net, the Marchessault, the Stones, Eichels.
Marchessault's a perfect example. Carolina doesn't have that.
No.
Just a shooter.
Yeah, just shooter. So there's a little bit more that you're going to have to deal with in this series, but the opportunities that were going your way, the goalposts that were going in, the bounces that were going in, just didn't go your way in this game. There's some adjustments. The turnovers, to me, as this game went on and you start to press, you could see when the Panthers got behind against this team, leads are going to be important. Mm-hmm. And even though the Panthers had that first goal, Vegas responded with that power play goal. It's tied 1-1 at that point. Then the Panthers never did regain a lead after that. And when you're trailing in a series against Vegas or the Panthers, that is when either of those teams get out of their comfort zone the way they like to play. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to try more and force more.
It's absolutely fine.
So you
Hey.
Well, we're getting some feedback from downstairs, I think, here on our I don't think it went over there,
anyway,
though. I think we're good.
But the Panthers just, you start to see the mistakes, the turnovers start to happen there in the third period. Got to clean that up, and Paul Maurice, the coach, is you got to make adjustments as the series goes on. So it's about making adjustments, and power play got to be somewhat better and move on from there. But as far as the dislike between the two teams?
It didn't take long.
Yeah, it didn't take long. It's already there, so it's going to be there the rest of the series, and I believe it's still going to be a long series. Pressure in game number 2 does get ramped up.
So the Panthers drop game one, 5-2 is the final. A chance to rebound coming up on Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern. So, again, we'll have you wherever you tuned in tonight. You can catch us coming up for game two on Monday. The series will shift to Sunrise for Thursday's game three at 8 Eastern. And then a week from tonight, game four at 8 Eastern. So that's how the first, or I should say the next three games of the series line up currently. So FloridaPanthers.com/playoffcentral. That's your place to check out all the information. They've got it all for you right there. That's it for us here this evening. Big thanks to all of you who tuned in tonight, whether you listen on a radio, phone, a computer, however you tuned in. Thanks for making Panthers hockey a part of your evening. Big thanks to our entire outstanding crew. Our on-site engineer here in Vegas is Ray Regal. Job well done as always, Ray. Back in the studio, Matt Wilson, job well done. Bridget Sullivan is our traffic manager. Kevin Rogers is our host. My broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, great job. Bye, everybody across the board tonight, and a big thanks to all of you who tuned in wherever and however you tuned in this evening. We thank you very much for being on board with us, and we invite you back for the next Panthers game. Our next broadcast, game two of this Stanley Cup Final, is coming up on Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. If you're tuned in on 560 WQAM, our flagship home in South Florida, we'll have you covered beginning with extended pregame coverage at 7 Eastern on Monday. We'll hit the air with Panthers Preview, the network edition on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country down in the Florida Keys, coming up at 7:30 Eastern on Monday night. Puck drop shortly after 8 o'clock Eastern time once again. Once more, your final score in game one. It's the Vegas Golden Knights 5, Florida Panthers 2. Vegas takes a 1-10 lead in this 2023 Best of 7 Stanley Cup Final. That's it for us tonight. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in tonight. On behalf of our entire outstanding crew, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for being with us, and good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Florida Panthers action on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Sponsored by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. And by Ford. Ford, built for South Florida.
Stay in touch with the Panthers on FloridaPanthers.com. Follow the Panthers on Twitter at FLA Panthers and on Instagram at FLA Panthers.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.